Good morning. The frontal system that brought the milder air in earlier this week and rain showers during the early morning period yesterday continues to track well off the eastern seaboard. A gusty northwest wind behind this front brought temperatures down during the day yesterday, and readings continued to fall overnight and was starting this morning with readings in the teens and lower 20s. We still have a bit of a breeze outside this morning, which is adding to the chill, and wind chill values are mainly in the teens. We will have lots of sunshine as high pressure will be in control today. That cleared skies out last evening and overnight. And with that sunshine, readings will climb back through the 20s and into the 30s by mid to late afternoon, with some places just about touching 40 degrees. Skies will become mostly cloudy tonight as a low pressure wave will ride through the Midwest and Great Lakes overnight. Still, it'll be dry with temperatures back down into the 20s. Lots of clouds in place for tomorrow morning, but a dry start to the day. Showers will develop as that disturbance draws closer during the afternoon as highs reach just about 40. In some places across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, precipitation may fall as a little light sleet tomorrow as temperatures will hover closer to freezing. Mainly rain showers, though, into the evening and overnight tomorrow night, and rain showers will linger into Saturday morning as that wave of low pressure moves through. We'll also have areas of fog and drizzle during the day Saturday, but generally dry in the afternoon, with highs reaching into the middle 40s. Frontal system will stall out over us for the balance of the weekend, and another wave of low pressure will approach by Sunday evening. So we'll start the day Sunday with a little bit of sunshine, although clouds will thicken right back up. It'll be dry for most of the day with the chance of showers toward evening, and highs will reach into the lower 40s. That wave of low pressure will intensify through the Great Lakes, bringing milder air in and more rain for the day on Monday. Readings will be into the upper 40s to around 50 to start the new week. Behind that system, scattered rain or snow showers on Tuesday, colder with highs around 40, and a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday with dry air and high pressure building in, highs though staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unsettled conditions will continue across the northwest and northern Rockies with rain and snow showers today. The heaviest snow will occur in the Washington Cascades with up to 8 inches of accumulation possible by this evening. Elsewhere, snow accumulation should be around 1 to 3 inches in the mountains. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect. Meanwhile, further inland, rain and snow showers in the central Rockies will end during the day. And winter weather advisories are also out for parts of Wisconsin today as a mixture of light freezing rain, sleet, and snow will fall, producing scattered icy travel. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Komatsu Air Force Base in Japan at 10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Monte Calamita in Italy at 1:55 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility, clear skies and 14 degrees with a northwest wind at 64 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 14, 65% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.37 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 1 at Grand Marais, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-40s, Boston sunny near 40, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 55 degrees, the low 28. The average temperature 42, that's 10 degrees above normal. 12 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 38 hundredths, which is 15 hundredths below normal. And 33.32 inches for the season, which is 3.63 inches of precipitation below normal. There was a trace of snow yesterday for the month, 7-tenths of an inch, which is 9-tenths below normal, and 8-tenths of an inch for the season, which is 3.6 inches of snow below normal to this point. 23 heating degree days in Albany for the month, now 133, and 1,421 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 25, the record high, 68, set in 2001, and the record low, 5 below zero, 100 years earlier in 1901. Sunrise this morning at 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, seasonably cold today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the teens to lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, seasonably cold today with highs right around 40. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, seasonably cold today in the middle 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and seasonably cold today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and seasonably cold today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers developing during the afternoon, highs near 40. Clouds and showers Saturday morning, mainly cloudy with some fog in the afternoon, mid-40s. Increasing clouds again on Sunday with late-day showers, lower 40s. A chance of rain on Monday in the upper 40s. Rain and snow showers Tuesday right around 40, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.